tell us kind of your emotions and kind of what it means to give the featured address at the Memorial Day observance.
Well, it's something I hadn't tackled before. It's something I had to think about a lot. For what it's worth, this was the third speech that I wrote to give today. And it's brought up a lot of memories, good, bad, and otherwise. But I was glad to do it.
And great turnout for this event, and people interested in your message, and people interested in participating in this day. So what does that mean to you?
Well, for me, it just kind of reinforces my hope that there are people in this country who are going to continue caring about the country instead of themselves so much.
And I know you think about the men you served with during this day, probably not just this day, but about every day. Can you speak to that a little bit about being a Vietnam War veteran and some of your comrades that you served with?
Well, the men I served with were incredible. I know in our squadron, about 280 never made it back out of maybe 3,000 or 4,000 that served in the squadron. Those that are left, I was at a reunion last week, and there were people there I owe my life to. I literally owe my life to, and they can't be forgotten.